We've all been there, right? Sunburn. That moment when you realize you've turned a delicate shade of lobster after a day of fun in the sun. Ouch. But what if I told you that soaking up the Italian sun could be like getting a whole extra day's worth of sun for every 5 days you're there? You heard me. Our listener today is going to Italy and wants to make sure they're soaking up the culture, not the UV rays. So we're doing a deep dive into this guide all about avoiding and treating sunburns, specifically in Italy. And honestly, even I was surprised by some of this. Like right off the bat, it points out that UV radiation in Italy can be a whopping 20% stronger than in Northern Europe. 20%! Imagine, that's like getting an entire extra day's worth of sun for every 5 days in Italy.
That puts it perfectly. It really highlights how important it is to be sun savvy, especially in a place like Italy.
Absolutely. And this guide does not hold back on debunking common sunburn myths. Like we all know those cloudy days can be deceiving, but did you know that up to 80% of UV arrays can still get through?
Yeah, the guide even has this great Italian phrase for it, la scottatura traditrice, the treacherous sunburn.
Treacherous is right. So no ditching the sunscreen just because it's a bit overcast. Okay, this next myth, I have definitely fallen for this one. I always thought those canals in Venice would offer some kind of break from the sun. Turns out I was so wrong.
You're not alone. But yeah, those canals basically act like giant mirrors reflecting the sunlight, and you're basically getting double the UV radiation.
So those stunning reflections come with a price tag. And it's not just Venice. The guide talks about how the Dolomites, you know, those mountains, can also be surprisingly harsh when it comes to the sun.
Exactly. You would think higher altitude, less sun. Right. But actually, it's the opposite. The thinner atmosphere up there means less UV radiation is absorbed, so you actually get hit with more of it.
Like the sun has a clear shot at you up there. And speaking of unexpected sunburn traps, who would have thought those ancient marble structures in Rome could also be a culprit?
It's all about reflection. Marble, just like water and sand, reflects those UV rays, and that intensifies your exposure. Imagine you're strolling through the Roman Forum, admiring those ancient ruins, and you get a sunburn from history itself.
Now, that is a souvenir you do not want to take home. So we're starting to get a sense of just how important sun protection is in Italy. But I have to ask, is it just a coincidence that Italians are known for their midday riposo? Or is there some serious sun avoidance strategy going on here?
I'd say it's definitely strategic. The guide points out that UV radiation peaks between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., which just so happens to be when a lot of Italians are taking their riposo, escaping the strongest sun.
Talk about working smarter, not harder. Speaking of enjoying the Italian lifestyle, even those relaxing evening aperitivos require some sun smarts, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Remember, UV exposure, it all adds up. So even if you're just sipping on an Aperol spritz on a patio as the sun sets, that exposure adds up. Plus, don't forget, alcohol can actually make your skin more sensitive to the sun.
So you're saying that Aperol spritz might be even more tempting to those UV rays? I guess you really can't escape the need for sun protection. Speaking of which, there's one sun safety strategy I'm definitely guilty of. Trying to get a base tan before a trip. Surely a little pre-trip tanning can't hurt, right?
Well, this guide would say otherwise. It actually calls that the base tan fallacy, pointing out that a base tan only offers the same protection as an SPF 3 or less.
Ouch. And I know from experience that's not nearly enough to keep up with the Italian sun. One year I tried that whole base tan thing before a trip to Sardinia. Let's just say I spent more time applying aloe vera than I did exploring those beaches.
I think we've all been there, but you bring up a good point. Prevention is key. So let's get into the practical tips from this guide. It does a really good job of framing it not as like scaring you away from the sun, but really giving you the knowledge to enjoy it safely.
Exactly. It's all about being sun smart, not sun shy. So, what pearls of wisdom does it offer?
Well, first and foremost, it emphasizes using high SPF sunscreen. We're talking SPF 30 or higher, broad spectrum, and reapplied every 2 hours, especially after swimming or sweating.
Got it. SPF 30 or higher, reapplied religiously. And what about those easy-to-miss spots? Ears, neck, feet. The sun seems to have a sixth sense for those.
You're not wrong, and the guide reminds us to pay extra attention to those often neglected areas.
It's all about staying one step ahead of those sneaky UV rays. Now, this next tip really resonated with me. It just makes sense. Embrace the riposo. When in Rome, or rather, when in Italy, do as the Italians do. Seek out some shade during those peak UV hours.
Precisely. It's like a built-in excuse to indulge in a long, lazy lunch or duck into a museum when the sun is at its strongest.
Now you're speaking my language. And while we're on the topic of embracing the Italian lifestyle, this guide also reminded me that protective clothing is not just practical, it's stylish.
Absolutely. A wide-brimmed hat, a chic pair of sunglasses, a breezy linen shirt. These aren't just fashion statements. They're your armor against the sun.
And let's not forget about hydration. I'm always surprised by what a difference staying hydrated makes, not just for, like, my overall well-being while I'm traveling, but also for my skin's resilience.
It's crucial. Think of it this way. Yeah. Hydrated skin is happy skin, and happy skin is much better equipped to handle a little bit of sun.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
So we've covered sunscreen, shade, clothing, and hydration. Anything else we should have in our sun safety arsenal?
Oh, yeah. The guide also says to be extra cautious at the beach.
Which makes sense. It's easy to get caught up, you know, splashing around in the water and totally forget to reapply your sunscreen.
Totally. And it's like a triple threat with the sun, sand, and water. You're getting hit with direct sunlight, but then it's also reflecting back up at you from the sand and the water.
Yikes. A recipe for a sunburn for sure. So you got to be extra careful about reapplying at the beach. What else?
Well, if you're coming from a place that doesn't get as much sun, it's really important to build up your sun exposure gradually.
Kind of like easing into a hot bath instead of jumping straight in.
Exactly. Give your skin a chance to acclimate, especially in those first few days. And speaking of treating your skin right, let's not forget about after sun care.
Oh, right. The post-sun soothing. Aloe vera. Some good moisturizer. Those are my go-tos. But have you ever heard of that Italian remedy using sliced tomatoes on a sunburn?
I have. Apparently there's something in tomatoes, lycopene, I think, that's supposed to be really soothing.
You know, I've always been curious about those kinds of home remedies. I might have to give that a try. But tomato slices aside, I imagine that even with the best preparation, you can still end up with a sunburn sometimes.
It happens, and this guide gets that. It's not about making you feel bad if you get too much sun. It's about giving you the info to take care of yourself if it happens.
Exactly. So say we do get a little too much sun, what does this guide recommend?
Well, it all starts with cooling down the skin. A cool shower or bath can do wonders. As tempting as it is, don't use hot water. It dries your skin out even more.
Good to know. Cool water it is. And obviously aloe vera, which seems easy enough to find in Italy. Now, what about those blisters? I know I'm not supposed to, but I always want to pop them.
I know, it's so tempting. But don't. Popping them just makes you more likely to get an infection. It's best to just leave them alone and let them heal.
Easier said than done, but you're right. Not worth the risk.
Yeah.
Anything else we should keep in mind when it comes to treating a sunburn?
Hydration. Sunburns can really dehydrate you, so make sure you are replenishing those fluids.
Right. Drink plenty of water, maybe lay off the Aperol spritz for a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Well, we've covered a lot today, but for our listener who's about to head off on their Italian adventure, what's the main takeaway for them?
I think it comes down to this. Knowledge is power. We've gone way beyond those basic sun safety tips and really looked at why being sun savvy in Italy is so important. And armed with that knowledge, our listener can relax and enjoy their trip knowing that they're prepared.
I love that. Soak up that culture, the food, the scenery, but do it safely and smartly. This deep dive has been eye-opening, to say the least. And I'm sure our listener is feeling much more ready for their trip. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay sun safe.